Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on khawf, on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually for our benefit, not because, na'udhu billah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is some being that will cause harm to us, or hurt to us, or doesn't have our interest in mind, but for our own benefit. The person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fears what's going to happen in akhirat, fears the repercussions of his actions, then it causes his own actions to be aligned, to come right, allows him to go onto the right path. So this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually a ni'mat, it's a favor that a person can enjoy. In this world, a person fears the thief, he fears somebody that's going to cause harm to him, he fears SARS, he fears the scorpions, whoever it may be the person is fearing, but it's because of the harm that they're going to cause to him, therefore he fears them. But in, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I mustn't do anything to that zat, that being that has given me so many favors. So this is the way a person should be looking. This is actually the real dictate of haya. So a person looks at how many favors I'm enjoying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is it ever possible that that being that is giving me so many favors, countless of favors, person just thinks of what's happening is an internal body at this moment, heart is pumping, blood is flowing, brain is thinking, kidneys, liver, intestines are all working continuously, whether he's sleeping or he's awake, these things are still working. Who's controlling it? It's only Allah, it's not even us. No control we got of it at all. Even when we're awake, we're not controlling it. Sometimes we're driving, sometimes we're flying, sometimes we're swimming, whatever we're doing, who's causing all these things to operate? We haven't heard of any person that his body is not water resistant, that if he has to jump in a pool, his body gets filled up with water and everything crashes. But a small watch or small cell phone falls in the water, what happens? In a few minutes it is destroyed. Who has created this body so perfect, so unique? Have you ever heard that anybody's skin is rusting because he's staying on the coast? It doesn't happen like that. Allah Ta'ala's system is such that he created the body so perfect, so unique. Have you ever heard that a person can only see black and white because he was created in the time of Adam alayhi salam, and that time they didn't have color technology? From that time, color technology Allah Ta'ala has created up till now. Beautiful amount of pixels, amount of colors, amount of variation a person enjoys. Just one tongue, but how many different tastes can be tasted on it? So when a person just reflects and he thinks of the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us, upon him, and then he will feel shy. How can I disobey this Allah who has given me so much? Isn't this thing shameful? This is what is referred to as khawf, having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, today's hadith, and Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني أرى ما لا ترون أطت السماء وحق لها أن تئط ما فيها موضع أربع أصابع إلا وملك واضع جبهته ساجدا لله تعالى والله لو تعلمون ما أعلم لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا وما تلذذتم بالنساء على الفرش ولخرجتم إلى السعدات تَجْأَرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى رَوَاهُ الترمذي. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that I see that which you do not see. I see that which you do not see. Actually, this is for our benefit. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't need to tell us this. In other words, every word that is coming out of his mouth is true, whether we can see it or we can't see it. But actually for our benefit, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying that I see what you do not see. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes on to explain, the sky groans and it has every right to groan. The sky shrieks out, it cries out, or it creaks. It's translated as groans and it has every right to groan. There is not an empty space of even four fingers without an angel placing his forehead in prostration before Allah Ta'ala. In the heavens, there is not even a space of four fingers, except that you'll find one angel making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So full of the angels prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why should it not be such that the sky groans when this is the situation? In fact, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, based on this, he says that the skies are more virtuous than the earth. Why? Because there's so many angels making sajda on the sky at one time, but not even four finger space you will get, except that you will find an angel that is making sajda there. So from this, ulama also deduce that certain places are more valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than others. In hadith it comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. that the most detested places in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are the bazaars and the marketplaces. How much of gunas? And today it's very easy to understand. Throughout the world, the shopping centers are made the places of entertainment. How much of guna is taking place there? وَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا. And the most beloved places in the sight of Allah are the masajid. So therefore, we should be spending much, much more time in these places rather than looking to spend time in those places that are not beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that the sky also groans. The sky also is groaning because of this scene, because of this. There is not an empty space of even four fingers without an angel placing his forehead in prostration before Allah ta'ala. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, by Allah, if you only knew what I know, you would laugh a little and cry much. If you knew what I knew, then you laugh little and you'll cry much. You'll be crying more than laughing. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you would not even take any delight from your woman in the beds, and you would go out into the paths seeking the help of Allah ta'ala. That's what you would do. You will go out seeking the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point from here, muhaddisin, we might ask ourselves that how then this tie up or the insan having fear. That one is the malaika making sajda, the sky is groaning, the sky is creaking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining about the condition that you'll cry more and you'll laugh less and you won't take any enjoyment from your woman, and you'll go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the paths of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did this tie up with fear? Ulama explained that if the sky is creaking out of fear, the sky is creaking, it doesn't have any sense, it doesn't have any life in it, how much more fear insan that has got life in it should have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much more insan should be sensing the greatness, the grandeur, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if something like the sky can appreciate the majesty and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much more we would, insan that has been given life, how much more we should be appreciating the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.